One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
My name is Andrew. I found you guys' show about 5 months ago. I was just telling you guys about the story of how I moved to Ohio as a military brat. Anyway, so they added all these expansions onto the home. That's when we moved in. We bought it from one of my dad's coworkers, and when we first moved in, the house was light. It was airy. It was great. Perfect for a family of four, myself, my two parents, and my little brother. We moved in about 2009, and we stayed for 5 years in the home. And at first, I stayed in the downstairs room, and it was great. You know, original part of the home, things were fine, not really any issues. It wasn't until about 5 or 6 months later that my parents decided they wanted the master bedroom. So they wanted their own personal bathroom, and I was going to be moving upstairs. And at the time, I wasn't entirely sure of why they would swap bathrooms with me, or bedrooms, my fault. So anyway, I move up into the upstairs bedroom. I immediately started feeling as if I was being watched every night. The way that the room was kind of set up, because the chimney was kind of poking through the center of the room, they had a wall that kind of divided the front section of the room, the rear section of the room. My bed was positioned in the rear side of the room with my TV on the wall that was actually covering up the chimney. And every night, you know, me being a 14-year-old kid, I would lock my bedroom door. It was just a habit I had. I didn't want anybody busting in, you know, whatever. So I would be sitting there, and I would feel like I was being watched, and I really wasn't certain of what was going on. This was really my first encounter with anything, but it felt dark. It felt depressing, whatever it was. And this went on for months. I ended up started struggling with sleep. I couldn't sleep. I would sneak out of the house and go stay with friends for the night or whatever, and then I would come back early in the morning before it was time for me to get ready for school and off, I would go to school. Eventually, one night, this is burned into my mind. One night, I was lying in bed. I had my TV on. I was watching Nick at Night. I was the only one home. My dad was on deployment to Iraq, and my mom was staying late for an extra shift because she was a nurse. My brother was staying over at a friend's house, and my mom was going to go pick him up after work, and so I was all alone at home. Did my same normal routine. I went downstairs. I got showered up. I came upstairs. I was watching TV. I had my door locked and it was shut. Then my door begins to creak open. And I always kept the hall light on, mostly just to help kind of with the fear of being watched. But it creaked open slowly, and I could see the hall light was protruding into my room. I kind of looked around the wall and noticed that the door was open. I thought, you know, maybe I didn't shut the door all the way. And so, you know, as the house settled, it opened. So I got up hesitantly to go close this door. And as I did so, I got into full front viewing of the door. The door then proceeded to slam shut and visibly lock. Sorry. It still affects me to even think about it. So it visibly shut and locked. I immediately had one of two options in my mind. Either A, I could run back to my bed, act like nothing happened, and proceed to continue watching TV. Or B, which is the option I decided to go with, I proceeded to dive. So I decided to go with option two and proceeded to dive out of my second story window to get away from whatever entity was holding hostage on my room. Wasn't very proud of it, but it is what it is. I then decided to sit on my front step outside of the home until my mother got home later that night. She asked me what I was doing. I just told her, you know, I was out enjoying the nice weather that we were having. It's summertime. And so I was just getting a breath of fresh air. I then decided to sleep on my couch downstairs. The next morning I woke up. It was a Saturday. I went back upstairs to go take a look at my room hesitantly. And when I wrapped around the corner, my door was wide open again. So I immediately felt as though maybe I was dreaming or whatever the case may be. I was being very skeptical of myself. I wasn't really, in all honesty, taking what I was doing or seeing to heart. I came back downstairs and asked my mom, I was like, hey, you know, was I sitting out on the front porch when you got home, or, you know, what was going on? And she said, yeah, you know, I came home and you were sitting out on the front porch. Why? I was like, oh, you know, I thought maybe I dreamt that or something. So months go by and I'm still trying to sleep on the couch when I can, or I would be leaving the house to go stay with friends until it was time to come back home in the morning. I did not want to be alone in that room at all. Eventually, you know, I decided that I need to buck up a little bit and I need to stay back in my room. I'm 15. Like, I need to go stay in the room. I'm 15 at that point. So I'm sleeping in the room. I still feel like I'm being watched. It's very nerve-wracking. Somehow I would manage to fall asleep at night, maybe for a couple of hours. My parents, then it was probably about 7-8 months after my incident, decided that they were going to renovate the home again, and they were going to put a bathroom in upstairs so I could have my own personal bathroom again, which I was ecstatic about, you know, very excited to get to work. Me and my dad were going to build it from scratch. We were going to cut into the closet and turn the closet into a bathroom. Immediately starting on construction work and demolition, we tore down the wall, and we noticed there was a beam that had been charred, as if the house had caught fire at some point. I thought it was very strange, and I found a journal. And the journal had entries. It was so beat up. It was not well taken care of, obviously. It's even found in the wall. Had entries dating back to 1905. It was talking about this little girl and her experiences living in the home, and basically just her family life and things in general. Now, I decided, okay, you know what? It's time I do a little bit of research on the home. So I had a library card. The library was only a couple blocks away, so I decided to head down to the local library. What I found after that explained my horror of the home and my feeling towards the home. Basically, the first thing I found on the home was it is the third oldest home in the town. And the very first family that lived and owned the property ended up having a fire on the original house. The two parents and three of the children made it out. Two of the children did not make it out. And they had news articles dating back to when this had happened. So that was, you know, a sign of, like, okay, you know, that's got to be what this is. It's got to be just, the more I looked into the home, the more nerve-wracking I got. There was another gentleman who ended up owning the home later on in the 1920s. He ended up hanging himself in the original bedroom. And then it was bought again by another family who left it. They left it in the middle of the night. There was no trace of them. They ended up owning the home for maybe approximately about 6 months. The home sat vacant all the way up until the 50s, when the next homeowner, again, same sort of circumstances, fixed it up, made it nice and beautiful again, made it a home, just for it to go ahead and be left vacant again. It wasn't until the 70s when the next homeowners bought the home and they stayed in the home. Now, in the 70s, mind you, it was a very jarring time for the populace. Everybody was celebrating and they were changing up everything compared to the 60s and Vietnam and things like that. And so the people that bought the home, they ended up having another group stay with them. And so that's why it was renovated again. It's because they had another individual come and live with them. So they decided to add an upstairs expansion. This individual had psychological trauma from Vietnam, you know, given the circumstances. And the house, unbeknownst up until this point, was actually known as the Ice Pick Home, because the man, in a fit of unknown circumstances, decided to charge the homeowners and brutally stab them a grand total of 97 times with an ice pick between the two individuals. So it was known as the Ice Pick Home. And then in the 80s, when another family bought it, they ended up selling it to the current homeowner before us. And they notified of strange ongoings, but no one would really believe them in the home. There were things after that point that when I would walk around the home, I would feel more than just the one presence after the knowledge. I don't know if it was because I was more susceptible to it or what the case may be, but I could feel more than one presence around the house. There was also odd things in the basement that were left there. One of the strangest things is they had a back wall in the basement that was boarding up another room to the basement. So we decided we were going to go ahead and we were going to open it up. When we opened it up, we found all sorts of antiques and knickknacks, jars of old preserved food and things like that. So we thought maybe, you know, given the Cold War era of things, maybe it was like an old bunker or something that somebody had decided to hold within the home. Wasn't really sure about all of that. What I do know is that I had started gaining more and more dreams over the upcoming months until we would leave for our next duty assignment. I would envision positions of myself as if one instance in particular, I envisioned myself as the ice pick killer, and all the thoughts that were running through my head. I was envisioning that I was hearing these voices saying that I need to kill them to appease the home. I need to kill them to appease the home. And what felt like hours of this torment in this one dream, I then proceeded to see myself in first person perspective, go and grab one of the ice picks and then walk into a room and brutally murder the two individual homeowners. So the home, in my personal opinion, is probably one of the most haunted homes that I have ever stayed in. And since then, I have had a multitude of experiences after opening myself up to them. And I'll be more than happy to share those experiences with you guys. But for now, I think I will leave you guys with just this one story of the home. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for your time. I really appreciate what you guys do. Thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.